when people say you're watching TV, what are you doing, Louise?
Well,
are you watching like a standard television on a couch?
Do you sit down?
I'm on the couch. I'm usually also online at the same time.
Working.
So online, okay.
Right. And by the way, we don't have a TV. We project an image from our computer onto the wall, and we're downloading shows. So it's very different from the kind of TV, you know, my parents watch.
Right. With that in mind, Louise, sorry, and thank you very much. Listen to this. Our audience is responding to precisely that question because the Nielsen Company released some new data yesterday that says in 2010, Americans watched an average of 34 hours per week of television, more than ever before. What does that mean, though? I mean, really, with all the screens everywhere, are you downloading? Are you watching? Is it in the background? Our economics editor, Charlie Herman, heard us report that in headlines yesterday and said, oh, my God, that's 5 hours a day. In a few minutes, we'll be talking about why and what are we watching and what it actually means. But the conversation started with our listeners. We asked, finish this sentence. You know you're watching too much TV when...
You can name more of the families who live on Wisteria Lane than those who live in your own neighborhood. John Manrique calling in from Palm Beach Gardens.
What's Wisteria Lane?
I don't even know. And another says, when I have all the buttons on the remote memorized so I never have to look at it to do whatever I want to do with it.
That's serious knowledge.
That's from an Oklahoma listener who actually has to look at his cell phone to text us at 69866. Send the word start to 69866. Then there's the TV we watch that's not really TV, you know, when you can watch whole seasons on DVD.
This is Darren from Moses Lake, Washington. You know you've watched too much TV when I justify staying up too late to watch just one more episode so that I can send this disc back to Netflix to get the next one on the way before No Mail on Sundays slows it down.
We're
on public radio here. What do public radio listeners need a TV for?
My name is Danila from Miami, and I'm not watching TV at all. It's a loss of time. And everybody would stay at home, watching TV, and living the life of other people.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where they're... She has a new book out, you know. Keep this conversation going. I want you to finish this sentence for us. You know you watch too much TV when? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.